Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm broadcasting live from Phoenix, Arizona, on the road today. And I'm very excited about having our good friend Rich Gehlen back on the show. Rich is, as you know, is a political operative of the Republican persuasion. That means he spins to the right. The thing you need to know the most about him, though, is that he is the author, the publisher, the writer, the editor, and the chief cook over at Mullings.com, M-U-L-L-I-N-G-S.com, his thrice-weekly cyber column. It's all about politics and life, and I'm a happy subscriber, and I think you should be too. Rich Gehlen, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Nice to be on.
You too. So what did you say? We have an embarrassment of riches. Today I had Rich Horwath on earlier in the hour, and now Rich Gehlen. And
I wish you would have thought of that first.
I know you, Turkey. He thought of that before I did, folks. Hey, Rich. We had a once a year event to happen this week. President Obama gave his State of the Union speech to Congress and the world, and I'd like your thoughts on it. I think everybody in the audience knows, Rich, the State of the Union speeches are not just to give the State of the Union, but it is the ultimate bully pulpit, isn't it?
Oh yeah, and the Constitution actually recognizes that. It says I can't remember the exact words, but the president shall report from time to time on the State of the Union and mm-hmm. recommend to the Congress such legislative initiatives as he may think necessary. Words to that effect. So the Constitution does provide that the president make recommendations to the Congress about legislation he's looking for. This was written after the failure. We forget that we had to go through this twice. We think that there was some divine intervention after 1776 when mm-hmm. we were trying to figure out how to set up the government. But we had the Articles of Confederation first, which were an abject failure, largely because, and I'm a Tenth Amendment guy, but largely because it restricted the central government so much that they found that nothing could get done. And so a constitutional convention was called, and they just threw out the Articles of Confederation and rewrote it in 1789. We got to where we are now.
And, folks, you thought you weren't going to get any of that kind of history today, didn't you? We got everything here on the Small Business Advocate Show. So let's talk about that.
Was that the sound of eyelids clicking shut? I apologize.
Can you hear the snoring in the background? Hey, Rich, what about how did Mr. Obama use his bully pulpit this year?
I thought, as we've talked about before, I'm not a fan of Obama's, but neither am I somebody who just detests him. I don't. I mean, I think he's trying as hard as he can. I just don't think he's got all the personal or management tools that he needs. And I actually thought, and some of my Democratic friends agreed with me, that was one of the, if not the most partisan State of the Union address that I've heard in my lifetime.
Well, that's...
I mean, the shorthand was the government...
And yet in the same speech, in the same... If you're correct, if your Democrat friends are correct, in that speech, the content of the speech, the words he was saying was about, hey, Republicans, come across the aisle and help me out here.
Yeah, but to help me out to fix any problem, address any need, satisfy any want, and he's going to make the rich guys who live in the big house across town pay for it. That's what he wants Republicans to come over and do. There was no mention of cutting spending, reducing the size of government. It was all, if you have a college loan, we'll help you pay for it. Your house, we'll help you pay for it. Whatever you need, we will provide. And that's the opposite of, I think, where the country generally is going. But it's clearly not the opposite of where the president's base voter is looking to be led.
Well, the thing to me, Rich, I think 2012 is going to be a very, very decisive year in our future. I think that some decisions are going to be made this year that will have a lot to do about the way the United States, the direction it goes in for maybe not the rest of the century, but a generation or so. And I don't know, what do you think about that?
I absolutely agree with you. The problem for the president and for Americans generally is so much of it is not in our hands. I mean, yesterday the IMF, the International Monetary Fund, issued a report suggesting that their analysis was that Europe would go back into recession in 2012 by about 0.5%.
To me, folks, as you think you're who to vote for this year, I wouldn't worry so much about this policy or that policy. I would be thinking about what worldview, which one of the two candidates' worldview do I prefer? I'm going to take a quick break, 20 till, right back with Rich Galen. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.